Praise the Lord. We will continue tonight with our series that we started. A church and ministry at our Lord's expectation. What God expects from the church. What God wants to see in our midst. We will go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. And you'll go to chapter 1, and you'll read verse 6 and 7. Say, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. And ye became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Verse 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Let's pray. Thank you, God. We bless you, we magnify you, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and not my lips, O God. Let everyone who hear his mind and ears and thoughts and heart to be anointed and his body to be used by you. I pray for a harvest, I pray for fruit of the purpose of sending your word to your church shall be accomplished. I pray for workers to be raised up to serve you. I pray for churches to grow, to be perfected, O Lord. I pray for leaders to understand your will and your commands and your plans for them and for the ministry that you have given to each and every one of us in your church in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, you take the message with the Holy Ghost and make it reach those who are in need of it. Make it spread all over the world. Make it reach all the congregation, our workers that are spread all over the word. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. What Jesus want to see in a church and in a ministry, in verse 6 and 7, Apostle Paul, he told them that you had received the word of God. You became followers of us and followers of the Lord after you have received the word of God. They received the word of God in verse 6 in much affliction, in much suffering. When they received the word of God, even the word of God had brought to them suffering, that suffering make them followers of Apostle Paul and make them followers of the Lord himself. Now here, the church should adjust itself in a way that when I receive the word of God, when I receive Christ, my life should go along with Christ passed through in his life. All those who serve God on there, they pass through suffering and hard time in their lives. There's no entertainment, there's no easy life when you come to know Christ and you start to follow him. Trials will start, devil will attack and try to persecute, the troubles will come, and try to kill the word of God in your heart, in your life. But you need to be willing to persevere. And Apostle Paul in verse 7, so God expects from us a people to be willing to suffer. More hard to study, more hard to work, more hard to save, more be willing to squeeze ourselves within certain budget. We need to come out from worldliness, we need to come out from relationships. We need to favor God, not the people. We should not be afraid to have enemies because we want to follow Christ and His word. That's what God expects and He wants to see in a church and in a ministry. In verse 7, it says that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. He told them you became an example. Every one of us should be an example, and the church should be an example to the believers who are not following, to correct them. Should be an example to the believers who are following, to encourage them and tell them that's the right way, continue. And to the world who does not know God, we need to be a model. Every one of us, those who are here tonight and those who are listening to the message, check your life. Are you a model for the people who are around you? Are you a model according to the Word of God and what the Word of God says? We need to be a model. See here, Apostle Paul, he told them, you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. They were well known with their stand, and everyone is pointing to the church of Thessalonica because really they were willing to persevere when they faced the suffering. So in a church there must be an example. That is the example, we find it from the scriptures, from the word of God. We need to pick it out, put it in a way that will be applicable and practical, so that others around us, they will find it also, there is a way to follow God. That's why we put the criteria for workers, discipline inside the family, in the ministry, criteria for finances, for marriages, all come from the word of God. Even the Lord, when He spoke to Moses, He told him, I give you an example, a model. As I show you in the mountain, you build the ark and the tabernacle, the same what I had shown you. God expects from us certain things. And He wants us to be improving day after day. He wants us to be changed. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 7 and chapter 1. No, before that we will read verse 8. Why the importance of that we should be an example. In verse 8, we say, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. When there is a model, after the model is formed, why we need to have model in a church? Why my life need to be a model? And certain time, when people are out of the model or wrong models, we do our best to correct them. First, what we do, we take all the ministry from their hands. we make them sit down and start to correct and teach and discipline. Why? Because we cannot give any ministry. Because if the model is wrong, the people will follow wrong way. We need to have a right model so that we will have a healthy evangelism. What is going on in the Christian ministry nowadays, there is a wrong message going on. The world is receiving not the message of God. The world is receiving a wrong message of a human and of devilish origin. Because there is no proper model. Paul told them, you were an example, we don't need to speak more. Your example has enabled you to evangelize. What God wants to see in a church, after the proper model, God wants to see evangelism going on. That's why when I found some congregation or workers out of shape or out of the scriptures, I refrain from them, giving them any ministry till they are corrected. And when they are harmful to the as a testimony and harmful to the example of the church, we need to really deal with them according to the scriptures. We may excommunicate with them, expel certain people who are doing harmful things to the testimony of Christ and His church. So what God expects from a church, first example, the example will come when you accept the suffering. The bad example in the churches nowadays, because churches and members and leaders and pastors and workers, they don't accept that they need to suffer when they come to Christ. And that is the very wrong message the church is giving to the world around us. And we need to repent of it. After the example, the model, we need to evangelize. We need to move with all whatever way to tell the true message to Christ. The Lord will speak to us, will send us, but we need to be obedient. When God tells you go and speak, you go and speak. When God will tell you go and contact, go and contact. Sometimes God will give you a strange instructions to let you go to a strange people, but still you need to obey. Amen? That is part of our calling, that we need to evangelize and we need to reach the people. When we receive Christ, we are willing to suffer for Him, and we need to be willing to share Him to the people around us. The ministry of evangelism is more painful when you give the right word to the world, because devil will be attacking you more. And we need to accept it and we need to go through it. Chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. What God would expect from a church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Say, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. He told them that when you receive the word of God from us, you did not receive it as the word from man, but you receive it as the word of God. Paul said, we thank God for it. What I want to share from this verse, that when we preach the word of God, when we read the word of God, and when the word of God tells you certain things, you need to accept it. That is the word coming from God Himself, not from man. Not only a mere Bible reading, but God is speaking to you. And that what is faith all about. We need to have faith. But how about if we hear the message but we don't obey? Where is our faith? The message should be accompanied by faith. We should have faith in the Lord. We should have faith in His word, and we should obey His word. That's what Paul said. When you hear the message, you do not belittle it, but you obey it as coming from God, not from man. Faith is needed in a church. We should have faith. God can do the impossible. God can do miracle. And even what the word of God shows us in scriptures, we need to understand that this scripture may happen, it will happen in our lives as well. Church should have true faith in God. And faith should be accompanied by obedience. Chapter 4. Verse 7 and chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10. What God wants to see in a church. Say, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Here speak about loving one another. We need to love one another, not according to the worldly love that is going on in the churches nowadays. We need to correct, we need to help, we need to rebuke, we need to admonish, we need to be patient where it is needed. Love also, we should not boast or envy or rude or becoming controlled by anger or controlled by our emotions and feelings. That is not love. God wants us to go to the Word of God and love one another in a proper way, according not to our emotions, but according to what the Word of God dictates on us. He told them, I know you love one another. Let that love increase with one another. Love is giving, willing to sacrifice, willing also to give up wrong things because we love one another. Love also, it means to deny yourself certain time in order to offer love of Christ to those who are in need of your hand or help or advice, and whatever the Lord would lead you to do to those people, we need to offer love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. What Paul say? Paul say to them, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see you We must see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. See here, we spoke about their faith, but Apostle Paul, he say here that day and night we are praying that we may see you. And why they want to see each other? Paul say that we may perfect what is lacked in your faith. So here, Paul is telling them there are certain things need to be perfected in your life. We know that the church in Thessalonians, they were persecuted. But they have also certain things they need to be corrected. They were lazy, complacent, they don't want to work hard because they think that the Lord will come. So Paul, he wrote this in his letter, but he said that we want to meet so that to perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now I'm going to speak about perfection. Some they say there is no one is perfect. Now the point here, perfection is not that it is unnecessary things. Perfection will come in our lives when we get rid of certain sin. Have you got the point here? Sin in our life, when we allow it to continue in our life, that will hinder us from moving to the next stage that God wants us to reach. If I will come to a certain situation, I will find out whatever the defect is. When I go and analyze, I will find that the real reason of that area is defected is because of there is sin, and that sin needs to be dealt with. And that's where the perfection will come. Perfection will come after sin is dealt with, and that is repentance. That is not something unnecessarily. You are looking for some additional things. No, I am looking for essential things in the life of the church and the believers. The Word of God gives us model as we search the Scriptures, which teach us important things and will lead us to perfection. Now, what Paul say? Paul say that we may meet so that we can perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now, what's the point here? The other point that I want to speak is, when we meet, it is not that we greet each other and we speak about all the positive things, but let us speak about the things that need to be dealt with. I say to the people now, I am not interested to hear only the good reports, but please speak and speak more about sin, about area that is people transgressing, because that area we need to deal with. That's how we love one another. So our meetings have to be with a purpose. Even you're coming to church, to the Bible study, moving from place to place to meet people, the purpose of it is to perfect the people, to perfect the church by dealing with areas that need to be dealt with. Areas in our life need to be perfected. There's a plan of God for each and every one of us. The work of the church is to help the members, and that's the love of God, to help one another to see the plan of God for him or for her. And we'll work it together to make that brother or sister or that congregation or that ministry to reach that level that God wants them to reach. And that's why we meet. That's the purpose of our fellowship and our communication. Chapter 5. What God expects more to see in us? God will do these things step by step as we are willing to obey and willing to grow, willing to serve, willing to suffer, willing to give up our worldly plans and ambitious things, and willing to face the realities. In verse 12, chapter 5, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you." There is importance of those who labor. God wants us to labor in God's service, and we want us to teach and to admonish and to correct. Issues need to be dealt with. Can't be left like this. God has given His church spiritual gift. We are the body of Christ. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to deal with these issues. God would expect from us to engage in certain issues of life and ministry. There will be people, and every one of us having authority, even in your family, even in the church, even in a ministry, there are people under your care, and you need to admonish, and you need to labor for them, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. That's very important. When God is moving to correct and to admonish and to deal with certain sin, and that sin is exposed, God wants us to humble down and not to fight back, and not to sympathize with sin and sinners, but to stand and help those who are dealing with sin so that there will be the peace of God in our midst. Verse 14, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly." Those who does not want to follow rules, they need to be warned. They don't like to be disciplined, they don't want to be restricted. They want to live out of order, out of the scriptures. You say, warn them. Comfort the feeble-minded. Those who are weak, those having hard time to believe, their faith is weak, we need to help them. Support the weak. There are people who need support. Among us, there are among us strong, and there is also among us weak. We need to, every one of us, do his part. Be patient toward all men. We need to be patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. Even when we want to give certain time service, we are opposed and we are even hurt. But still God wants us to persevere, to continue to offer the service, and don't let the disobedience of some discourage you from helping those who are in need of your service. Verse 15, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, but among yourself and to all men." Avoid evil, not to pay evil with evil, but we do our best to do what is good for the brethren among us and for every man. Verse 16, "Rejoice, rejoice evermore." We need to be happy in spite of all the trials. But the point here is, we should not say, "Praise the Lord, everything fine," and we are hiding troubles and problems and hiding sin. That is not what he said, "Rejoice evermore." He wants us to rejoice and accept hard time and accept that God will move in our midst to clean sins and deal with shortcoming. We need to rejoice even with our trials. We should not question God, why like this and why like that. We need to be happy to go on and pass through it. Rejoice evermore. Every time we have trials, we need to be happy. God allowed to strengthen us. God allowed trial to discipline us. God allowed trial to perfect us, to correct us. There is a certain purpose of every trial. We should be honest with God and we should be honest with one another. Love rejoices in the truth. Verse 16. Pray without ceasing. That's our breath prayer. We ask God help and alms and support us. God wants the church to pray. Always praying. Pray continually while you're in work, while you're on bed, while you are waking up, while you are waiting, while you are working, while you are moving and walking. You pray. Read the word of God. Be encouraged. Praise God. Come together. Open up the issues that need to be dealt with. What God speaks to you, open it up so that we can walk together to the direction that God wants us to move. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to be thankful for small and big things. Sometimes pain and trials, sicknesses, persecution make us cannot see the good things that even small, but still God want us to rejoice. Our time on earth, it might be some more years or some less years, but finally we will be with the Lord in heaven. Let us rejoice because we have place kept for us as long we are keeping the position, keeping what God wants us to keep while still we are waiting for Him to come and take us. Verse 19, quench not the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to move. Allow the Holy Ghost to move. Certain time we go against the Holy Spirit with our emotion and feelings. Quench not the Spirit. When the Spirit leads us to do certain things, we should not be afraid. We should not be intimidated. We should not think about what the people will speak or say. And quench the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, despise not prophesying, declaring the will of God, declaring what is coming on the future. Don't belittle it. It will happen. God gives the church prophets and people who declare the will of God and declare what is going to take place. We need to take that seriously. Verse 21, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. God wants us to test. God wants us to test everything. The best people in the Bible, even the best who have discernment, they have failed God in certain situations that they were not able to discern. Joshua with the Gibeonites, David with the Ammonites, that's why he said, test everything, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. We need to test, we need to ask counsel. There is no independency in taking decision. We depend on God and on one another because we have the Holy spirit. We ask God and we ask the counsel of God's people among us. And that's why we always ask you to open up if you have issues. Report directly. Don't take serious decision without telling us, because you might not discern the very will of God in a true way. Verse 22. Abstain from all appearances of evil. We always examine ourselves with the light of the scriptures, with the input from the people around us, and let us discern what is good and continue it, and what is evil, let us refrain in it. Let's all stand. Let's pray. God expects certain things to see in us. Let us face ourselves, that the Holy Spirit face us. And let us also face one another. What are the things that still we are not able to do and achieve for God? What are the things that's lacking in us? Let us face. Let us not put excuses and escape. God wants to perfect us. And perfection is to quit from certain sin and wrong stands and habits and traditions that contradict God's word. The word of God is the best guide to us. The Holy Spirit will speak to us through His word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord, continue to speak to us through your word. Use this word that you gave us tonight, O God, to perfect us. You expect certain things to happen in our midst. Give us transparency, O God. Give us honesty to speak honestly, to face the issues that need to be addressed with boldness. Holy Spirit, empower us. Empower your church with your love, with your word, and lead us into your victories. Oh God, take the message and reach people who are in need of this word of yours. Thank you. Father God, continue, send us your word, and confirm your word with signs and wonders and circumstances and conviction of the Holy Ghost upon every one of us to go and do the right things that you want us. God, we thank you for your word. Continue to perfect us. We are willing to be corrected. We are willing to be perfect. Oh God, we know that you want to do new things for us, a beautiful things, a noble things, a marvelous things, a praiseworthy things, and we accept you, oh God, and how you will move in our midst to perfect us. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, pray for those who are in need of yours. Help them. Do miracles. I pray, do wonders. I pray also for those who are willing to go with you in suffering, work in their life. Let them a model. Raise up more people as a model. I pray for more evangelism, more people to reach the lost. Oh God, I pray that our meeting will be directed to perfect what is lacking faith, deal with issues and problems, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Let every word that we hear today will come into practice. Oh Lord, take this word beyond these walls and make this word a living word in our lives. Not only us, but even those who are far, who hear it, let them act on it. Oh God, receive glory and honor and the harvest of righteousness. The desire, the fruit that desire to see in the life of our church and your people. Bless us, O God, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.